This is Aussie Grown across the nation.
Yeah.
The Aussie Grown Artist Spotlight is brought to you by station sponsor Island Recording Studios, based in Pasadena, South Australia, where Joseph and the team are available for all your recording and post-production needs at competitive and affordable prices.
Across the nation.
On Aussie Grown.
On Saturday, the 6th of November, Monique Lisbon enjoyed the best day of her life, marrying the love of her life, David. Through a journey of pain and abuse, Monique is now at peace with herself, the woman who she has become, not only a survivor, but a thriver, a person comfortable in herself and with the world around her, and more than willing to share her story with others to help them survive and thrive as well. With several albums behind her and a series of books sharing her story and music, hey, there's a full CD in every tome, Monique is relishing her new life and a new album recorded with Melbourne Gospel Choir director Judd Field titled Matching Baggage. We caught up with Monique in the midst of busy preparations for her wedding, and she shares some of her story in the Artist Spotlight this week, kicking off with what may very well be her next single, Rent Free.
Of your shadow draws me to explore. Your naked eyes are beckoning, I can't ignore. My guide is down and I fall into you once more.
Stranded here with thirsting dreams, I drown in you, clinging to the pretense that your pledge is true. As you lie back, am I in your field of view? Lion seems to come so easily to you.
I've been giving you free rent in my brain too long. You have well and truly made yourself at home. But now the time has come for me to make space for my dignity. There's no more room for you and me, so I'm kicking you.
I'm kicking you.
I'm kicking you. I'm kicking you out.
Of integrity that snatched away each morsel of humanity. Now you broke one too many sacred vows, and so I see right through the lies that you espouse.
I've been giving you free rent in my brain too long. You have well and truly made yourself at home. And now the time has come for me to make space for my dignity. There's no more room for you and me, so
G'day, g'day. Monique Lisbon, welcome to the Artist Spotlight. We've just heard your track, Rent Free. Please share the story behind this beautiful song.
Free Rent, yeah. Okay, well, this is one of the You Ruined My Life songs. It's actually not. It's not. It's a song about saying, I'm used to being treated badly, but I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm actually going to reclaim my life, reclaim my dignity, reclaim my sense of pride. So, yeah, it's about if two's company and three's a crowd, well, number one is me, number two is my pride, number three is you, so I'm kicking you out. Yeah. There's no room for being treated badly if you value yourself, is the bottom line. Yeah.
Besides being a singer-songwriter, you're also a published author writing for a specific audience and also work in supplying resources for that clientele, can we say. Please share a little about the wonderful work you are doing.
Oh, thank you, Hank. Yeah, so I run a business or a ministry called Living Hope Resources, which really is about kind of producing resources, whether that's books, CDs, DVDs, interviews, public forums, those sorts of things, talks around finding hope, authentic hope and healing amidst suffering and abuse. So a lot of my previous songs and albums and also several books that I've written have been around those sorts of themes, finding authentic hope amidst suffering and abuse. So whilst my music has changed in tone in this new album, there's still, I guess, some of that same theme through it all, that, we all go through difficult stuff in life, some more than others, and I think a key is about how we respond to that, how we learn to respond to that. We have choice about our response. And so, some of what I try and do in public speaking, in writing, and in my music is kind of encourage a self-reflective thoughtfulness about responding positively to difficult stuff that's happened.
I love the fact that all of your books also have a full CD of songs, including your latest, Inch by Inch, which would I be right in calling a Monique healing book?
Okay, yeah, thanks, Hank. Yeah, I guess it is a little bit of a healing book. In the last number of years, I have actually lost an enormous amount of weight. I've lost nearly 130 kilograms. So I actually used to weigh about 200 kilograms at my highest, and I'm now down around 70. There's a big story, obviously. That's a big shift, and so there's a big story. I didn't want to write a book that was just a weight loss success story, because that ain't what it's about. When you carry that much weight, there's many reasons, and there's different reasons for different people, but for me it was complex and it was long term. So the book really is, the 80% of the book is actually about the struggle and the what got me to that point and how hard it was to break through that, and then the last sort of couple of chapters really are about the shift and healing, as you say, because it's not just discipline, it's not just there's no quick fix, there's no easy answer to something like that. And for me, it was a 50-year journey of coming to love and accept myself, and I couldn't lose the weight until I had done that. And the weight, it wasn't what it was about. The weight was just a symbol of all of the other stuff that I carried with me. Yeah. There's a song, so the book has a CD with it as well, and there's a song in the book called Heavy Load, and it's really about all the stuff I carried under that weight, really, or within that weight. So the book, I hope, is an inspiring one. It's a hard read because there is some pretty difficult terrain that it covers. But I would hope that it's inspiring and hopeful for people to know that deep and significant change is possible, and that it's not just skin deep, but that it starts with grappling with yourself, I guess, first and foremost, yeah.
Love the new album, a wonderful collection of songs, and the title track is the debut single. Please share the story behind this song.
Okay, well, the album's called Matching Baggage, and the key concept of the album is that the key to a successful romantic relationship is not finding someone with no emotional baggage. It's finding someone with matching baggage. We've all got our issues, and it's when you kind of, decide to share your life with someone, it's about kind of finding whether those issues are compatible or not. So this was kind of the core concept of the album, and I was chatting with a friend, actually one of the co-writers, Emma Free, in the early days when I first had the concept, and I said, oh, you've got this idea about a song, you know, about compatible baggage or matching baggage. And she said, oh, it's got to be country. You know, drive on past the road to Heartbreak Town. And I thought, yes, that's it. Now, I am not a country girl, so that was a real challenge to write a country song. But it was lots of fun, and hopefully I think it works. So, yeah.
There's been lots of twists and turns.
Matching Baggage, the eclectic title track of the new album from Monique Lisbon and Judd Field. It's a wonderfully diverse album of songs, and the amazing thing is Monique and Judd did not meet in person until the album launch in September. All the recording was done separately. We began with Rent Free. Monique also spoke about her resources, which are available through her website, livinghoperesources.com. That address again, livinghoperesources.com. And you can learn more of Monique and her journey on her artist directory page on the AussieGrownRadio.com website, where you can also find links to her music and the aforementioned resources. Next week, Aussie Grown stays in Melbourne for a chat with pastor, church planter, missionary, broadcaster and singer-songwriter Kerrigan LeBroy.
Across the nation on Aussie Grown.
Just ahead, Hank's Humdrum, plus the new music set with David McCready, Courtney Kyle and a lad from Tassie. Next.
Aussie Grown across the nation.
Aussie Grown across the nation is produced by station sponsor Island Recording Studios. Recording and post-production, including mixing and mastering in Adelaide or anywhere across Australia or the world. Find Joseph and the team at islandrecordingstudios.com.
Across the nation, this is Aussie Grown. Aussie Grown.